Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. He does not even waste our failures. I don't know about you, but that sounds like awesome news to me. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song called If I Had. This is from the live worship recording called Giant Killer, A Heart Like David. This particular song came to me way back on July 27th of 1999, if you can believe that. Psalm 29, verses 1 and 2 says this, Ascribe to the Lord, sons of the mighty, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory, due his name. Worship the Lord in holy attire. You guessed it. If you've been listening to the podcast for the past few weeks, you'll know that this song came for the youth group at a church I used to call home. As the summer passed by in 1999, I tried to convey to the young people that God was more than worthy of our praise. Worthy of our praise. But how do you really understand that without experiencing the forgiveness and love of Almighty God? Sin and death were what we deserved, yet Christ made a way for us. Anything we face in life, we do not face alone. He does not leave us. He does not forsake us. To give him the glory due his name, to give him the praise he truly deserves, we will need more than we've got individually. We need one another, and we need eternity to come anywhere near close enough to expressing that depth of praise. But I'll tell you this, it's fun trying, isn't it? Hallelujah. Romans 12, 1 and 2, you know this, but let me just share it with you again. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. Let's do this. Let's worship the Lord with our entire being right now. It's when we surrender our entire self to the awesome presence of God that we experience true freedom. Use your thoughts to praise Him. Use your emotions to feel Him. Use your body to exalt Him. You can lift your hands and surrender. You can bow before Him in awe. You can dance before Him for the sheer joy of it. You can shout and you can sing His praises. We have been given so many ways to express our love for God and to experience His presence. Let's step into the realm of His presence and worship Him with our entire being for the next few minutes. Let's just give Him the glory due His name.
Think of something that you're grateful for tonight. Everybody get something in mind. Get something in mind. Remember the old hymn, If I Had a Oh for a Thousand Tongues to Sing? Think about that. The greatness of God, it takes all eternity for us to even come close to understanding the depths of who He is. And then that won't even be enough. A thousand tongues per person comes nowhere near giving Him the glory that is due His name. And that is the truth. If I had a thousand hands to raise, it wouldn't be enough. If I had a thousand eyes to help me see Him a little more clearly, it still wouldn't be enough. If I had a thousand lives to live for Him, that still wouldn't be enough to give Him the glory that's due His name. But the cool thing about worshiping Him, praising Him, is that we get to try. We can try. Tonight, let's try a little harder. In other words, all of us have a place we've gotten to in our lives, gratitude to the Lord. Let's take another step further in and closer to Him. And let's say these words together. If I had a thousand hands to raise, Lord, I would raise them to You. But since I only have these two, this is what I will do. And I will bless You. I will bless You, Lord.
You are a light in the dark. and know. The way I feel, there aren't even enough words to adequately let you know. So I will praise you until I get it right, and I will love you and worship you with all of my might. You are loving, and you
Let me read to you from Psalm 96. It says this: Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. Bring an offering and come into his courtyards. Worship the Lord in holy attire. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Indeed, the world is firmly established. It will not be moved. He will judge the peoples fairly. May the heavens be joyful, and may the earth rejoice. May the sea roar and all it contains. May the field be jubilant and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the forest will sing for joy before the Lord, for he is coming. For he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his faithfulness. Jesus gave all of himself to rescue, redeem, and save all that we are. I don't know about you, but I've been forgiven much. And that makes me feel loved much. And that realization of God's incredibly massive love for me makes me want to bless him all the more. So let's do this. Let's worship our God daily with all that we are. There is true freedom in the lifestyle of worship. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you, as usual, by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan. I'm kind of partisan to her, but it's my beautiful, amazing wife, Melinda. She can create a special piece for that someone special in your life. And you can help with the ongoing cost of and creation of this podcast by becoming a member of my team. How do you do that? Just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's another way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called us to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple and it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I posted there. Check it out, allinallchurch.com. You can also join us online the first Wednesday evening of each month for worship. Just go to facebook.com/official.DennisJernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's facebook.com/official.DennisJernigan. Mark it on your calendar. Worship with All in All Church, first Wednesday evening of each month. Now, don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon, like my autobiography, Sing Over Me, my follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind, my brand new book, The Middle of Nowhere. I also have two fantasy book series for young readers. Check those out. I have many children's books, several devotional books, and even a novel, all available on Amazon. So check them out for me if you don't mind. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, just go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of today's song, If I Had, from the live recording Giant Killer, A Heart Like David, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com or check it out on iTunes. And remember this, I know I've said a lot today, but just remember this. If you remember nothing else, get this. God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.